Catherine looked into the mirror and stared at her reflection. There was something off. She was consumed by sadness. She started to see words appear on her skin. These were her words, words she used before to describe herself. Words that were so hurtful, words she would never use to describe someone else. She didn't think anything of them. However, seeing them written out awakened something inside of her. Why do I do this? Look at me. I need to change. These words need to shift. I need to shift my thinking. I will change these words. Weak will become strong. Weird will become unique. Ugly to beautiful. Shame to proud. From stupid to smart. And failure to successful. Worthless and broken to valuable and growing. I am not worthless and broken. I am valuable and growing. I can do this. I will lift my head up high, and I will change the way I speak to myself. I will change the way I see myself. I will empower myself, and I will finally be proud of myself. I don't need to be perfect. I just need to be me. So what I have here is a sculpture. And with this portrait, what I wanted to create was to start off with a simple portrait, but I really wanted to express the different words that we use to describe ourselves. Sometimes these words, we say them out loud, we write about them, we talk about them. Other ones are a little more hidden. They're a little more under the skin, to where we kind of have these thoughts, to where we think about ourselves, to where we kind of have it in our subconscious. We have dreams, or we just think these things. However, they're the most dangerous, because when we don't actually see or hear ourselves talking about ourselves, that's when we have the most struggle. That's when they cut us the deepest. And so what I wanted to do here was just really write out and show some of those words. Things like, I can't, or I'm worthless and broken, or I'm stupid, I'm a failure, I'm ugly, I'm weird. These types of words are all ones that are just going to bring you down. They're just going to upset you and really not help you to grow or to live a full life. And so what I wanted to do with this one is, these are all words that we write on ourselves. Think about writing on your face, writing on your arm, on your chest with a permanent marker that says, I can't, or I'm a failure, or I'm not important. And every time you look in the mirror, that's what you see. But what if you were to actually wash that off? And not just wash off those words, but actually replace them. What if you were to replace I can't with I can? Because if it's something that's important to you, if it's something that you really want to do, that you really want to accomplish, then you can do it. You can go after it. There are things that you have now that you would have never believed to be possible. But yet, because you kept pushing through and you were really excited and driven, you were able to accomplish those goals. What if you were to take and look at and say, I'm not weird, I'm unique. Weird was a hard one, because weird actually isn't a bad word to myself. However, a lot of people have taken it harshly. But what if you said, I'm unique, I'm one of a kind, I'm special. Only I can do the things that I can do. Or what if you took, I'm a failure, to I'm successful? Thinking that you're a failure is really just thinking that you're a failure in life. And what if you're actually really successful in certain areas, and other areas you're still growing? What if you were to change weak to strong? Because you are strong, just for waking up, just for being here, just for taking on the challenge of today. And even though you may feel weak, there are areas of your life to where you were weak and now you're strong. There's areas of your life to where you just kept pushing through and you wouldn't give up. And because of that resilience, You became strong. So with that, that's what I wanted to create with this piece. And this piece is here to share with you guys that just by changing your stance, changing your mode, lifting your head up, putting your shoulders back, staring into the mirror and giving yourself a high five, you can change all of those thoughts, all of those words. Because again, words have a super importance in our lives. They mean a lot to us. And certain words can really bring you down, and other ones can just empower you and push you forward. So think about that. And right after this, I also have an exercise that I wanted to share with you guys. This is a quick, fun exercise. And the exercise is just to sculpt a little face. Whether you want to do a self-portrait, or whether you want to do a little emoji, a little smiley face, or even if you wanted to sculpt a little heart or another abstract animal or just a plain piece of clay, just an abstract shape. But what I want you guys to do is to try out actually writing some of the words that you have noticed that you call yourself, that keep coming up. And take some time to actually really think about this, because I'm sure you're going to notice some of them that you may have said once or twice or thought once or twice that you would never use or call somebody else, and that you're even surprised that you would call yourself this. And if you were to actually write them out, writing it will actually make it real and will really help you to realize rather than just keeping it in your head. And then what I want you to do is think about some of the words and if they are empowering or if they are bringing you down and holding you back. And if they are, what kind of words can you use to drive you, to empower you, to be greater? And not only that, but what action can you take today that'll actually empower you and drive you to be better, to try to go after and achieve a little bit more, that'll help you to take another step towards your goals? What are some of those words that can really just drive you and push you forward? And then actually start looking in the mirror and seeing those words on yourself. Start describing yourself, using those words on a daily basis and saying, I am amazing. I am awesome. I am unique. I am special. I am beautiful. All of these things. And it's going to help you to drive, not just in creativity and with this art project, but this is going to help you in life just to be a lot more happy and joyful and to really get the most out of your life. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this exercise, and go ahead and keep watching and see where it takes you. And I want to see what you guys create, but go ahead, have some fun. That is the number one rule. Make sure that you enjoy this process and you don't get weighed down by it. Have fun. Have a good time. I'd love to see what you guys create. And as always, go out there, get creative. And if there is anything you guys are struggling with or would like to see covered, please let me know in the comments. Thank you guys so much for watching.